Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Welcome to what I conceive, perceive to be another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. And again, pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate you listening. I know you could be listening to like 3,000 other shows. You've chosen this one. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy, anyhow. Get another wave of rain in California. But they're using different terminologies now. I find it quite interesting. And it's, what are they calling it? A climate trough or something like that. Come on, I just had it up on the screen. What's wrong with you people? Anyway, seriously, and I don't know, they changed the names of these things. I think because they realized after a while that they're so out there, they're so whacked, that they actually make no sense. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, again, don't know. I said this 10, 12 years ago. I kept saying, they're absconding with our words. They're deciding what the words mean. They're telling you, and they, you know, and it's being changed as it goes on, right? So it's again just interesting to see that happen over a period of time, and because of the way we operate, the way we think as conservatives, you know, the live and let live garbage that doesn't work. Yeah, because we think like that. We think they think like that, or if they thought like that. And now that you've been bitten a dozen times, you know it's not true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So again, you really, truly have to be on guard and not let them get away with that stuff. Not allow them to think that that's okay, it's not a big deal. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. You know, this story kind of went by at a million miles an hour. Nobody really picked up on it. I've been meaning to get to it for a little bit here. So when Biden went in for, you know, his physical, most of us did not know that, and because it was put out late on a Friday afternoon, that Biden had a cancerous tissue removed, you know, from his body. And we're being told that no further treatment is required. Now, it was a skin lesion. A lot of people get these little lesions, these little cancerous lesions on their chest, legs, wherever, back. So I'm not trying to make a big deal out of nothing. But it's interesting that, you know, if Trump was 7.5 ounces overweight, it was the end of the world. He needed to step down because he was at a health risk, right? Again, the differences between the two. The double standards that they have. So, and they don't, you know, these lesions, again, I only know this because I'm doing stories here on the show and what have you. They usually don't spread. They usually don't become bigger. And it wouldn't have been the end of the world even if you waited a while to do it. 855-4-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jean-Pierre lashes out over Tennessee law banning drag shows near children. Oh, God. She says, what sense does that make? Really? Really? Anybody know if she has children? Anybody? I would love to know. Now, again, they're trying to make this a big deal. Then we need to stop all the pornographic laws, right? We need to stop protecting our children because it's apparently it's no big deal. And we've said it. It's kind of goofy to say it this way, but it should drive the point home. If you had one of these people in a playground with kids, and he was wiggling his butt with his private parts hanging down in front of those kids at a park, he could be arrested for that. And should be. But for some odd reason, right? For some odd reason, this is no big deal. Okay, well, thanks for that. Apparently, Jean-Pierre is openly gay. She's questioning what impact the bill would have on the lives of Americans and people claimed were more concerned about issues like the economy and health care. I mean, in all seriousness, we've always said it was an agenda. I'm not one of those guys who always said they have an agenda. Well, I think they do have an agenda to a degree. Now, what that agenda is to make everything, is to normalize everything. Every single thing. No families, no moms, no dads. You have birthing parents. One school district wants you to call the parents caregivers. Right? I mean, really? Oh, caretakers. I'm sorry, not caregivers. So, they're doing everything they can to blow up the norms of the nuclear family and kids. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's I don't know any other way to pay it. Just get involved, period. Talking about, what's her name? I don't even, it's a Freudian thing. The White House Press Secretary, Jean-Pierre. And, again, openly gay woman. Whatever. I guess that makes her a lesbian. Why do they say an openly gay woman? I mean, they prefer and the terminology lesbian. So why do they say that she's a lesbian? I ain't jumping through hoops to these people anymore. The American people focus on so many issues. We just talked about the economy. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about safer communities and schools and good health care. all the things that y'all ask me every day. Here's the problem, Jean-Pierre. You don't do your homework. I mean, Tennessee, right, they've got this stuff, I won't say totally under control, but heck, they're doing a heck of a lot more about it than you guys are. The Biden administration is doing nothing about keeping our kids safe, keeping our borders safe, making sure our kids are learning properly. Everything you push, everything you touch on, everything you work at has to do with that LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG, plus 26, or whatever you're doing. That is not what the world revolves around. Seriously. The American people care about the fact that they, as a whole, groceries have gone up, gas has gone up, inflation's still through the roof. They're having a hard time finding, keeping jobs. So don't lecture Tennessee about a bill they passed. They care about protecting the kids. Apparently, the White House does not. And they don't. So, even when they went to vote in November, those were the issues that mattered most. So, you know, the funny thing about this is what they're, the part that they totally dismiss, they don't even think about, but they dismiss it, is the elected officials that are in right now, in Tennessee and other places, they did get voted in to do this. They ran on these things. They told the community what they were going to do. So who are you to sit there and tell those Tennessee legislators how they should be voting from D.C. when it's truly none of your business? Right? The bill was recently signed into law on Thursday makes Tennessee the first state to limit drag performances. Good. Specifically criminalizes performances that take place in public schools or in public or where they could be seen by children. Remember, they're still called adult entertainers. Well, what does that mean? I mean, should we pass laws? Should the feds now turn around and say, okay, no more triple X, worried about that. Anybody can go in. Kids are fine. First-time violators of drag performance will be charged with a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by $2,500 fine, and maybe even a year in prison. When you move up the offenses, it'll get worse from there. And the bill also bans gender transition treatment for minors in the state. Thank God. Now, for those of you who are very much into this, want more information on this stuff, Tuesday night, right here on the show, you'll check out the website, you'll see it coming up. Tuesday night on the show, we're going to have Walt Heyer. Now, Walt Heyer, as I really kind of lovingly refer to him, he's a double transgender. And I say that because he went from male to female and back to male again. Right? Everything that he was going through before he made the change, he was going through after he made the change. All right? Come on, think about that. So, it's not as black and white as they want you to believe it is. The spewing that more kids will die if they don't get the operation is also a lie. There was a massive increase. Certain universities have already said there was a massive increase in trans-identifying students' sex change treatments when they looked at the audit coming out of Florida. So the University of Florida Health Center, I know it doesn't make sense the way they lay it out, but the University of Florida Health Centers reported an uptick in the number of transgender patients fulfilling a request by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' administration in a student newspaper, The Independent Florida Alligator. Now, the Florida Office of Policy and Budget sent a memo to university leaders on January 11th demanding reports about the number of patients treated for gender dysphoria. Right? Really simple. At affiliated health centers. Now, the UF Health reported an increase in sex change treatments, including puberty blocker prescriptions, hormone therapy, surgery, and behavioral services. They went all the way back to 2018. What they found, 2018, I was thinking about this, The clinic saw a 150% increase in transgender treatments. Let that sink in for a second. So in 2022, they saw over 400 patients, compared to 2018, where they saw about 150 patients. Almost all of them were first-time visitors, right? So they saw, the clinic also reported a 150% increase in patients diagnosed with gender dysphoria, either before, during, or after appointments. Did you catch that? Either before, during, or after. One of the detransitioning young ladies that gave her testimony today, she said that as she was encouraged to make the change from her school, and she was given the information of where to go and who to talk to, she went for a short meeting the first time to the counselor. The second meeting, when she got there, the counselor already had the form typed up, and I'm talking about the psychologist, I'm sorry, had the form typed up on her computer just to add some simple things in there to give her the hormone blockers she needed and the okay for the operation. Two visits. And on the second visit, the doctor was already set and ready to go. Again, I say to you, there's no other, absolutely none, there is no other sickness or disease that is diagnosed that quickly when it comes to mental health. Right? There was a 50% increase in patients prescribed with puberty blockers and almost a 200% increase in patients prescribed hormones. It makes no sense. The numbers don't line up properly. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on this when we return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. job market remains strong, but tight against the forces of inflation and interest rate hikes. Friday's jobs report from the Labor Department showed much higher than expected job gains across the economy and a slight uptick in the unemployment rate to 3.6%, signaling more people getting back into labor force. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
What we're seeing here is a continued very strong labor market putting Americans back to work.
The man convicted of killing college student Kristen Smart in California California is receiving his sentence. The judge sentenced Paul Flores to 25 years to life in prison for the murder of Smart. His 19-year-old Cal Poly San Luis Obispo classmate. Smart disappeared in 1996, but Flores was not arrested until 25 years later. Smart's body has never been recovered. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly be part of the solution and don't be part of the problem. Right? Don't get sucked into all this crazy stuff that's going on. Again, don't be, I'm just sorry. I was giggling when we came back because I saw the you know, we're seeing these things to show the lights in the sky. I'll get back to my story in a second. So some of the news stations are reporting that the Pentagon is saying they think these things are being sent by the mothership to probe us, to probe the atmosphere, to probe and take out. So you're telling me, and I'm just going to leave you with this, I'm not going to beat my brains out with this. So you're telling me these lights that we see in the sky, right, are sent by a mothership who traversed the universe, and God knows from where it got here, to see what was going on and couldn't scan us like we figured out back in the 1960s with Star Trek. They actually have to send probes with bright lights that hang out in the sky. I don't know. I'm just saying. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please don't send me any emails and tell me how ignorant I am. If you've got the technology to come across the universe, don't tell me you don't have the technology to scan a species, scan a planet, without sending down highly visible probes. Another distraction as far as I'm concerned. All right? Okay. So, we're talking about the sex change, the uptick since 2018 that has been documented to be well over 150%. And this is only in one state. They didn't run the whole gambit of the whole country. All right? I mean, this is Florida, for instance. And as you go down the numbers, I mean, nowhere else have we seen this kind of increase in things. There was an approximate 17% decrease in overall sex change surgeries performed at the Gainesville Clinic, but a 100% increase in vasectomies and a 550% increase in breast augmentations. Now, when they say breast augmentations, that's not simply a woman going in to have her breast made bigger. Okay? Some of that's removal. LGBT activists, their supporters rallied in support of transgender people way back in 2018, trying to tell them they needed to help these kids or else they would die. Right? And let's be honest, right? Nobody wants kids to die. Nobody. But why would you want to maim your kid for the rest of its life? His or her life? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you give it the information? When I saw these kids at the rally, and they are kids, they're young people, crying and asking their parents why they didn't get involved. Why didn't you stop me from doing it? Now, my first joke is to say, right, you ever try to stop a teenager from doing anything? It doesn't work out well, does it? But the reality is you still fight for your kids. You still make sure they know the truth. It doesn't matter what the Dems are saying or not saying, care about, not care about. It's still your job to make sure they have a clue as to what's going on. University of Florida Health Jacksonville Clinic reported lowered numbers and treated 16 patients in 2018 and 10 in 2022, according to the report. Nearly half these numbers were the first time the treatment was encountered in both years. The clinic only reported one puberty blocker prescription in 2018 and a few hormone prescriptions. Right? It skyrocketed in 2022. Why? Well, what, all of a sudden kids felt comfortable coming out? No, I'm not buying that one. All of a sudden doctors were doing more of the surgeries, more open to doing it? No, I'm not buying that one either. You know, there was it has been since removed, I think it was a TED Talk or one of those, where the woman from John Hopkins was actually talking about how much money they make on these operations. Right? How... And she even talked about it in such a fashion where, hey, we make a lot of money off of these things. This is where the money's at. Counseling gay or lesbian or bisexual people, there's no money in that. But there isn't transgenderism. Right? Wonder how much the doctor who prescribes and or pushes a child after a visit and a half, not even now, you can't even call it that with the amount of time they spend with them. I wonder what they get as a referral. Anyway, the memo went on to request a number of patients prescribed puberty blockers. This is the governor's office saying, look, we're looking at this. We're trying to figure out what it's all about, what's going down. I want information. And they're refusing to give it to him. Or they're not giving him all the numbers. Right? Now he's pushing to know he wants what I just said a second ago, which is affiliations. What doctors are affiliated with hospitals? What hospitals doing these surgeries? Look, people. If you got loved ones, nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, whatever, that are going through this or thinking about going through this, come on, let's give it some thought. With everything you've read, with everything you know, and what you've seen from the government now with the January 6th videos, well, are you okay with letting this go? Right? I mean, would you? Would you be okay with just blowing it off like, hey, it's not my business? I'm always hearing how it takes a village, which I don't really buy or believe. Right? But it takes a village to raise these kids. No, I'm not there. I'm seriously, you need... Look, you shouldn't just stick your face in. But if you have a relationship with these kids, you need to start talking with them. Start letting them know what the truth is. Start letting them know what's out there. Asking them to do maybe their own homework. Right? Now, come on. Anyway, I'm not going to say you're just as guilty as they are because I don't want to say that. But you do have a duty to help protect these kids. You really do. You have a duty to open your mouth when you know somebody's taking advantage of them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In Columbia, South Carolina, I got to bring this up with Brad Dacus next week. Parents of a ninth grade South Carolina student said that she was accosted by a teacher for quietly walking to class instead of stopping and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. She's now suing the teacher, the principal, and the school district. Marissa Barnwell said that she was walking quietly to class and decided not to stop for the pledge or a moment of silence that followed. Teacher yelled at her, confronted her, and pushed her against the wall. Now, look, if that's true, that's wrong. However, it's also wrong when others are being involved in this. Just stop walking. Who are you? Why are you that important? You want us all to have respect for you and your rights. Why don't you have respect for them and their rights? Barbara was then sent to the principal's office, which she said was humiliating because she feared she was in trouble. The principal promised to look at the video and the encounter and sent her back to class. Now, Barnwell said that they never let her know, or the teacher, what was wrong, what went down. Barnwell says that she was disrespected. You mean like you disrespected the kids that wanted, very much wanted, to say the Pledge of, to recite the Pledge of Allegiance? To have that moment of silence without being disturbed by footsteps going down the hall? Do they not have any rights either? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, you know, 5563. And that, yeah, that's the way to fix it. Let's sue the school. Let's sue the government. Right? Because it doesn't hurt anybody. All right, when we come back, these kids are being, young people, young students being interviewed in the street. This one interview, the young man is choking on himself. And I mean choking. To try to explain white privilege after he says he has white privilege. It's just amazing. Look what we've done to these kids. Joe, see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
Baby, baby.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, like I like to say. You know, and it is. You need to be part of the solution. If you get informed, you know, you've heard it tonight. We've talked about it several times. You heard Sonya say it. Yeah, you've got to be able to hold your ground with these people. You've got to be able to, when they start throwing stuff out at you and you're like, no. If you know your information, you won't have a problem. Okay, so this reporter, she knew what she was doing. And what she was trying to do is she wanted to prove a point, and she decided she was going to help deprogram this guy. So I'm going to play the thing in whole, and then we're going to come back to it. We're going to talk a little bit about it. And again, I don't want to, I'm not just picking on them. This is what's happening. This is how they're shaming your kids. And there's no reason to shame them. These kids have more, what do I want to say? They have more understanding. They're more accepting than, frankly, than we were. Even in the 70s. So here, take a listen. Let's see. Can I get this to work first time?
I grew up as a white man, and you're the exact opposite, you know? And so it's like my experiences are going to be different from yours.
How come?
I think, you know, there's a thing of, like, white privilege.
What privileges do you have that I don't have?
Oh, see, that's a question I keep asking myself. Because, like, in this day and age, like, all the laws, I say all the laws, you know, it's hard to speak on something I'm not fully knowledgeable of. So, like, I'm sorry if I, like, make mistakes in saying this. But it's like,
Don't you think it's a problem in society when white people think that they have more privileges than brown or black people?
Yeah, and I think that's sort of the agenda that's pushed off, because personally, it's like, not that I think I'm more privileged than anyone else, because I had to work to get where I was, and that's like...
So why do you have that mentality immediately where you, you know, kind of apologize to me, like, let's talk about privilege, let's talk about I'm a white man in America, so we could have grown up differently.
Got you.
Why is that your first initial reaction to me as a brown woman?
Wow, you're getting me good. See, this is the kind of conversations that I love having. And I think it comes from a place of, like, I wouldn't say caution, but, like, in this day and age, people are so quick to judge and react and cancel. And so I guess it's that like, caution to go into an interview like this. I'm like, I don't know where we're at, but now I know where we're at, and I can, like, go for real.
You know, again, think about it. Think about how Think about how programmed he's been. Right, he couldn't answer. I mean, technically, he couldn't answer any of those, could he?
White.
Oh, let me fix that. And I want to hit it one more time, if you don't mind. Indulge me. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. She was good in the way she did it. But you got to hear this. Here we go. I think.
I grew up as a white man, and you're the exact opposite, you know?
Really? Why is she the exact opposite? Because she's got color to her skin? Oh, and she's a female. So because she's a female and a person of color, here in the 2000s, she's in a bad way. When in reality, a woman of color will get ahead easier in today's world. They shouldn't. Nobody should. A lot of these classes, a lot of these schools, a lot of these programs should strictly be based on ability. If you have somebody, and they'll say, well, you had privilege. They didn't get the same education you got. Well, why? Did the education system fail them? Did they not get the same education? A kid in Beverly Hills doesn't deserve a better education because his dad worked harder and had some money or whatever the reason is that a kid in L.A., I thought the public school system was supposed to be equal education, equal access to education. What's the difference?
And so it's like my experiences are going to be different from yours.
How come?
I think, you know, there's a thing of, like, white privilege.
What privileges do you have that I don't have?
Oh,
now think about something. It's already been beat into him that he has more opportunities, more privilege than she does. Already been beaten into him. So the answer comes almost naturally. It shouldn't be.
Privileges do you have that I don't have?
Oh, see?
I have no clue. Because nobody's told me. I haven't thought it through, and I guess none.
That's a question I keep asking myself, because, like...
No, he doesn't. He's now searching for words, right? That's a question I keep asking myself. Up to this point, you've never asked yourself that question. Can we be honest about it?
This day and age, like, all the laws... I say all the laws, you know, it's hard to speak on something I'm not fully knowledgeable of.
Then shut up! Look, I've been saying this for a long time. Sometimes you'll hear these people talk, right, these programs that happen. And you'll hear these young kids and they'll answer questions. And I say, look at how smart they sound. They have been taught to sound authoritative on things they have no information on. That's why you need to have an older person there saying, well, what about this? And how come you say that, but really the truth is this? He hasn't got an answer yet. He doesn't know anything about white privilege. He doesn't know what shows white privilege. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Take a listen.
It's like, I'm sorry if I, like, make a mistake in saying this, but it's
Don't you think it's a problem?
Again, nothing. Even giving him time, he's thinking over time, his brain is smoking, and he's still got nothing.
Don't you think it's a problem in society when white people think that they have more privileges than brown or black people?
Yeah, and I think that's sort of the agenda that's pushed off, because personally, it's like, not that I think I'm more privileged than anyone else, because I had to work to get where I was.
Now think, as he's sitting here thinking, and she's questioning him, now for some of you who don't see what's going on, this is a white guy answering the questions. It is, she is, probably, she looks more like she is a person of color, but more brown, maybe even, you know, not Mexican, but South American. And then there's a black man sitting right next to her. All right? So he is surrounded by you know, the mother load of confusion. And I say that is that he's almost at first afraid to answer. He doesn't know how to answer. But now when she's asking him these questions, look at how he comes around. And now he's going, well, actually, you don't have, I mean, I don't have more privilege than you. I've worked hard for what I have. I've had to do, and some of you will say, well, that's because he's white. He was able to succeed. And I could easily push back against that.
More privilege than anyone else because I had to work to get where I was. And that's like the...
So why do you have that mentality immediately where you, you know, kind of apologize to me? Like, let's talk about privilege. Let's talk about I'm a white man in America.
Because I've been programmed. Okay? I've been brainwashed and I've been programmed. Doesn't have to apologize to you. He has nothing to apologize for. He didn't do anything wrong. And chances are really good that his family didn't do anything wrong.
America, so we could have grown up differently.
Got you.
Why is that your first initial reaction to me as a brown woman?
Wow.
Now he's going to say again, you know, I love him. No, he doesn't. Nobody does. It's too hard to answer, too close to home.
You're getting me good. See, this is the kind of conversation that I love having. And I think it comes from a place of, like, I wouldn't say caution. But, like, in this day and age, people are so quick to judge and react and cancel. And so I guess it's that like, caution to go into an interview like this. I'm like, I don't know where we're at. But now I know where we're at, and I can, like, go for real.
You know, again, I give him credit for hanging out. I give him credit for answering the questions.
Oh, man.
Stop it. We're done with you. I give him credit for hanging out. I give him credit for answering the questions. I really do. I mean that sincerely. You know, what have we done to these kids? We've told them, you know, for years it was dictated to us that skin color shouldn't get in the way. You shouldn't judge somebody by their skin color. You shouldn't blame somebody for something because of their skin color. And now they've done the same thing, or trying to do the same thing, right? And the way they justify it is, well, you know, you did it to us. Really? So that's what we're all about. It's okay to fight back in that way. It's okay to do that kind of thing. Actually, it's not. Right? You want to take the high road? You want to do the right thing? You want to? It's not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution. It really is that simple. Be part of the solution, because once you start talking to this, once you start working on these things, oh yeah, this is it, right? You'll get informed, and you will be able to speak from a position of authority. All right, so if you're in California right now, you're not dealing with a storm. But I grew up on the East Coast. Apparently, we got the first glimpse of climate change because we used to have nor'easters all the time, 60s, 70s, 80s. But right now, if you're in California, no. You're having an atmospheric river storm. Atmospheric river storm. That's the first I've ever heard that. Show the senior host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me. Really, seriously. I know you can be listening to 3,000 other programs, but you chose this one. And I, for one, appreciate that. Be safe over the weekend, people. Want you back with me here on a Monday.